Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, celebrating 26 years of fun and festivities. It goes back even longer than that. If you've been following our career and you've seen No One Listens, Everyone Hears, I am wearing a throwback Houston Oilers jersey. It is a Derrick Henry jersey. I'm doing this, A, to support Derrick Henry and to be the smartest guy in the room that said for years that if the Ravens just got Derrick Henry, they could win a cold game in Buffalo in January. Well, they're going to have their opportunity on Sunday night. My dearest pal and oldest pal, whose children once dubbed me Nasty Nester, doesn't hail from Buffalo. He actually hails from Long Island. He just adopted Buffalo because he went to school there, what he likes to say, Buff State, and met his wife there, but made a life here in Baltimore. Mike Rossigliano, only five letters, only one name. His wife doesn't even call him Mike or Michael. He is Rossig. What is going on? Look at how good you look in this Bills thing that you got going on, Rossig.
Yeah, Bill's graphics I think are really cool. Like just seeing the different type of graphics and different type of looks that Buffalo fans have at some of the Bills bars we go to. It's a great look, and
Well,
we're fired up here.
speaking of Bills fans, I'm going to tell the whole story. And I literally looked through a whole bunch of ticket stubs because I was trying to find the ticket stub from the game we went to. It was the championship game back in 1988. It was beating the pants off of, they weren't even the Oakland Raiders then. They were the Los Angeles Raiders of Jay Schrader and
Right.
Art Shell. Rossig and I got in the car. My seventh grade English teacher's name was Judy Haig, with Judy Eggers. She married another teacher. They were Buffalonians. We all got in the car and we went up to Depew. We went up to Chickawaga. We went up to Amherst. And Rasig says, "I've got a really special friend that you need to meet." So Rasig, I'm going to allow you to tell your story of Buffalo. Now, at this point, by this point, you'd already made the Ursay dummy. You and I had known each other 5 years, which felt like a lifetime to a guy who was only 21 years old. And we were going to Buffalo. It was exotic for me, as you know, to go to a Buffalo for the very first time. OJ Simpson, the rock pile, all of that stuff. And you told me you had a special friend, and I met this guy. I met this guy in the middle of Frank and Teresa's Anchor Bar, right there. Getting wings, Rasig's art's all over the wall. You're like a celebrity. I swear to God, Ahmad Rashad walked in that night and went into the phone booth. There were no cell phones, 1988. And I met this towering figure who, all these years later, four decades later, is a bit of a Buffalo legend. And Rasig, I want you to tell the story of Mike Bellani, who's about to join us.
Well, Mike, and we've known each other since Courier Express days, of course. And Mike was the general manager of the Bisons, and
Bisons are what in Buffalo?
the Bisons are the minor league, the Triple-A team in Buffalo. And Mike was the GM for it. His nickname is Barnum and Bailey Bellani because he is famous for many of the promotions that went on there that were pretty wild and crazy.
Well, minor league promotions in the 80s, 70s, and 80s. This is. I mean, they made movies about this Bellani, I think, right? Milking cows. What else did we do? We do things.
I don't know if he did that. It's
Bring
a
the San Diego chicken in. That's the most important question,
there's a
Have you?
very famous car giveaway incident that it's too long to tell on here, but it always cracks me up when Mike and I talk about it. But no, he is an incredible Buffalo loving guy, a huge Bills fan, and my dear friend, and we go back a long way with many, 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 many stories. I was always interested in hooking you two up together because you seem to have a similar psyche about
Well, it
things.
was 40 years ago that this happened. I mean, 38 years, however long ago. Bellani, how are you? I always thought it was interesting. I thought your name was made up because I thought Bill and Bills, that they named the team after you. I wasn't sure, you know?
Well, really, that is the first thing. You're right. I love this guy, and we've always tried to get you there, but we will this summer. Rasig, look at the O's schedule and let me know when you're in town. I will get there when Nestor can be there. We'll go to a Baltimore O's game.
And
Yeah,
we'll
of
go to
course.
Fadley's and get a proper crab cake before the
There you
game,
go.
especially
Keep
if the
it.
Bills win this week. Then, yeah, I'll pay for it, you
Oh,
know?
Nestor, let's start this thing on a correct pace here. When I was in my career with the Bisons ended. I was in a near fatal bicycle accident 32 years ago. Luckily, by the grace of God, I was wearing a bike helmet, so that saved my life.
I'm in a hospital for 44 days after 17 hours of trauma surgery, no phones and no guests other than family. All of a sudden, third or fourth day, I hear all this commotion in the hall. In walks towering Jim Kelly, number 12 of the Buffalo Bills. And he looks, he said, Milani, what's going on here? I said, Jim, look, I'm done. Look at tubes everywhere. I mean, I was a mess. I said, Jim, I'm done. I can't. And he comes over to me and he says, positive thoughts equal positive results. And I said, that's brilliant. And I had no phone. I said, call my mother. Gets my mother on the phone. I said, Mom, make a sign. I want at the end of my bed, positive thoughts equal positive results, and a sign on the door. Anyone coming in here, don't ask, oh, why did this happen to you? So I'm going to give you positive thoughts equal positive results. So don't say if the Bills win Sunday, when the Bills
No, no,
win.
no, 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 no. See, we're Baltimore positive, as you can
No,
see
I'm telling
here.
you, this is
So,
how it is. Oh, I see it, but wow, you got the positive. All right, let's not argue.
that's Buffalo positive. This is Baltimore positive, is what this is here.
Well,
This is
one of the
gonna be
positives will lose, and unfortunately, you'll have a tough Monday.
fun.
But
Listen, I'm
good
old
point.
school, right?
We're going to an Orioles, Brisig. Find when my Yankees are coming to Baltimore.
My
I'll
Yankees,
come
oh
back.
geez,
My
they're
Yankees,
I'm out of
they
town
hate
that
me.
week. I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
You don't
We're seeing
like
I'm out of town
the
that week. I'm not
Yankees?
here.
You're not a Yankee fan?
I want
I'm
to show
working.
can I show the
Hey,
instant?
listen, let me know who's pitching for us and I'll let you know. I'll
Right.
come.
Right. I want to show this right
Corbin
here.
Burns wants to come back. I'm there with you that night. Hold that
I
up
want
for a
to
second.
show this here. This is a photo of Fred Smirlis, the great nose guard for the Bills.
Who has been on my show, by the way, Fred
Been on
Smirlis.
your show. He's great. He's one of my favorites. And Mike threw my bachelor party right before Terry and I got married. And there was a great video of Smirlis and Haslett and all these Bills were on the video tearing up my cartoons, and I have this poster that I still have.
Treasure, obviously.
Yeah,
I
it's a
treasure
treasure.
you
Yeah.
treasure that the way I treasure the picture of me and Michael Damian, the pop star from Hammerjacks that Robbie had blown up over Robbie's first base. Everybody
That's
laughed
right.
at me when they went in. So,
That's right.
listen, I just want to set this straight. I went up and saw the Bills go to the Super Bowl. The following year, I went up with you and I fell in love in Buffalo, if you remember, and the Oilers lost like sort of a normal game. And then the following year, it was a very unnormal game with the comeback and all of that, and the Oiler
Oh,
blue and
yeah.
all of that. But all these years later, the weirdest thing is we didn't have a football team then. And you know what an old historian am. I collect these old belt buckles, Baltimore Colts, like San Diego. These belt buckles are from 1971. And
Wow.
the Bills one's beautiful. Like I can't find it. If you ever see the Buffalo Bills 71 belt buckle, I want to buy it because it has the old OJ Buffalo Bill on it right from 71. I would just say, like, the nostalgia part of all of this for me is that I grew up into the Colts. My dad took me to Burt Jones. I fell in love with the Oilers. But, like, I've written two championship books on the Ravens. When I went
Really?
to Buffalo with you, we didn't have a team. You know, so like I've lived the dream here, the Super Bowl ring, the parades, all of that stuff. And then all this week, I had Vic Carucci on. I've had Sal Capaccio on this week. I've had a whole bunch of people from Buffalo on, including you, Bilani.
It's mud.
Buffalo's never won, right? And I
No, I
see
love
that
that bill.
stadium. No, I see the stadium coming and all of that. And I want you guys to win. I've begun every segment this week from the day I was up there. The Bills made me want to shout and Mighty Taco and all that fun that I had there 40 years ago. It blows my mind that you didn't make the playoffs for 17 years. And I just want you to express to my audience, the Baltimore Positive audience, what the Bills mean to Buffalo, Mike Bilani.
You got that, Mike?
I you mind if I
Yeah, go ahead. What do the Bills mean?
think?
I have been around professional athletes, professional sports, either as a sports writer or an executive for over 50 years. I've been in a lot of cities, a lot of places. There has been nothing like pandemonium that began here around the start of the four Super Bowl run. But it really goes back to 1960 when the Bills began here at Old War Memorial Stadium. And if your listeners and viewers want to see that, just go rent the movie The Natural. That stadium was Old War Memorial Stadium. War Memorial Stadium was in the heart of quote unquote ghetto. I don't like calling it a ghetto, but it was in the inner city of Buffalo. And it was wonderful. And then they, moved from there to made a huge mistake and went to Orchard Park, should have been downtown. But the fans followed them. But I don't believe in, fans are fans, but I don't believe the pandemonium thing happened with Zuba pants and all that until Kelly and Marv and they started going to four straight Super Bowls. That created this whole momentum thing that really has stayed there. Tailgate parties, Pinto Ron, who is from Rochester, comes in every game in a special parking lot that they won't knock down because then it will be right next to the new stadium. And they squirt them with ketchup and mustard, lots of it
I
before.
wonder how does he get, does he clean up before he
Yeah,
goes in the stadium?
they have a little area there, behind one of the cars. They've got an old Pinto that they open up and it's a grill. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do for you, Nestor. You'll be my guest. After Sunday's game, the following Sunday, you could wear that jersey. I will bring you to Buffalo as our guest to see the Bills play Houston, and you could then get the real feel of Bills fans. But the pandemonium now is at a level I have never, ever seen it.
Well, listen, if you get me a warm seat on Sunday night, I'm coming up.
No,
You know what I
not
mean?
this, no, not this Sunday.
No, not this Sunday.
I'm talking the AFC Championship,
He's got a lot of faith in
Buffalo
the Texans, yeah.
versus
And the
Houston.
Bills, apparently, yes.
Buffalo versus Houston at Highmark Stadium with the winner going to New Orleans. And I'm not going to talk about New Orleans until the 28th is completed because I'm following Josh's motto of next game up, we want to be 1-0 this week.
Well, I mean, the Ravens beat the salt out of the Bills in week four, and I've been talking about it all week, but Bills got three defenders back. They're playing great football right now. Offense is on all sorts. Rasig, where are you on this? Because you're in the middle. You've got all these Buffalo friends, but I've seen you. And by the way, I get a shout out to Thomas Rhodes over at Zeke's car. I am literally drinking the tail. As you can see, this is decaf, because that's what I need to go decaf. You know that, Rasig, right? So I went over and I bought a pound of
Well, you better
decaf.
get super decaf if that's decaf.
This is decaf. This is what I'm doing right now. So you're amongst nothing but Ravens fans. They all know that. I mean, you wear Buffalo stuff 363 days of the year, but you
Oh no,
really
I
are a
wear
Ravens
Ravens
fan.
stuff. I wear Ravens stuff all the time. I love the Ravens equally, you know. I because the
This is
Bills,
tough for you. It was
this
really
is
tough
very
for you.
tough for me. It's easy for my wife. She's all in on the Bills. I'm a very split guy here, but I'm rooting for the Bills in this game because the Bills have never won a Super Bowl. So this is, I'm rooting for that opportunity. I've been to those two Ravens parades too, and I sat there thinking this would be the greatest thing for Buffalo. Just one time, let my Buffalonian friends and relatives experience this, you
So
know. So
you
it's,
are you're gonna literally be rooting against Lamar on Sunday just because, like, this would be like if the Houston Oilers came back to life and
hold on.
Pastorini and Earl Campbell were running. It'd be really hard for me to root against them,
Nestor,
especially after what Harbaugh's done to me.
let me get Rasig off the hook here.
Go ahead.
Rasig's going to watch the game as an interested party, no rooting involved. He's going to accept the results whichever way they go.
You can't win, you
And
can't lose. It's
you
kind of
root
weird that
for
way.
whoever
You
wins
can't
it
lose.
to beat Kansas City or Houston, as Mike's
Well, we're all in on
concerned.
that Saturday. By the time we go to bed Saturday night, we'll know the outcome on that, right?
Sure. Now, Nestor, before we continue, do you have that coffee? And I'll take a package of that in our bet that we'll get to later. But do you have that in a K-cup?
Listen, Thomas has everything over at Zeke. So,
All right.
Rasig, this is Rasig's relationship. Rasig has coffee every Friday at Zeke's right there on Harford Road. Stop by. It's right up the street from Coco's. Coco's is my crab cake joint, too. So, when you're in,
Oh.
we're going to go to Coco's because it's right near Rasig's house. It's three
All
blocks
right.
from Rasig's
Well,
house. But if you're going to the ballpark, we're going to go to Fadley's because it's two blocks from the ballpark. So,
perfect.
we'll just have to do both.
I just got a new Keurig, and the president of our Rotary Club introduced me to this. Have you ever seen metal?
I grind my. I have a whole. I'm
See, I
ritualistic.
didn't know that. I'm like,
You guys
yeah,
can't be talking about coffee now. You got to be talking about the game, man.
all right, let's get
Let's
on to the game
get
here. Let
on. Let's talk about the game.
the inter the.
Here's why I'm so confident. As I said, I've seen a lot of athletes. I put at the top of focused on winning, and he shows by how many rings he has, MJ. No one better than Michael Jordan of being focused and carrying a team to a championship. Obviously, you got to put Brady in that category. Derek Jeter, one of my all-time favorites, the captain carried the Yankees to a championship. Him diving into the stands, that fires up the rest of the team. Man, if he's going to do that, what am I going to do to go a little extra? So, Josh, when I saw his eyes last year after the missed field goal, and that put a dagger in our heart, from another missed field goal, and every player said, oh, wait till next year. Well, he said it with a conviction that I said to my wife, next year could be the year. Then next year comes in the offseason, they get rid of Diggs, they get rid of this, and she looks at me and says, yeah, right. Who's he going to go to now? When McDermott came in and came up with that term, the process, we're going to follow the process. Media laughed at him. Yeah, right. What's the process? Well, then Josh and the coach came up with everyone eats.
We like that.
Like,
Yeah,
what?
we like that.
Everyone eats. What he did, and then this past Sunday, there was an article in the news that I never even knew. After every Friday practice, before a game this year, Josh goes around the room, 115, 115. They meet inside the auditorium in the meeting room, and he's got all the offensive starters, backups, and the offensive players on the practice squad. And he has his third-string quarterback takes notes. He has one of the AV guys running all the plays they're going to do on first down, second down, inside the 20 that they've made up all week. This is our game. Well, all of a sudden, he'll go over and say, what do you think? Do we change it? You like it? Offensive line, you know what? If we ran this guy that way, they make changes. And then Josh and the quarterbacks after that get the feedback, go in front of the OC and the coach and say, here, we feel we should do X, Y, Z. And they do it.
They
This
had the
is.
same thing going when they came here to Baltimore, and the Ravens destroyed them, Mike.
Yeah, but that was because of defense. Look at the running back. You got a great running back. I love that running back. Now we have three running backs. We now have a defense that's fired up. You have Vaughn, who got $1.5 million just for what he do? A tackle? Which is great. That's good. Well, he's got a bigger bonus if he wins his third Super Bowl with a third different team. So he's firing these guys up. You got Coop that's been in a Super Bowl. They're focused. And as Nestor said earlier, they've got a couple more guys. You've got Milano, who now is coming in fresher than ever. Do you don't think they're in the defense rooms this week saying, how do we stop this running back?
I mean, they've been doing that the whole time. And for me, that was the part of the Bills beating Lamar and eliminating him back at that game nobody was at. It's all part of San Diego before that. I guess they were considered LA by then. And the Chargers beating him. And let's be honest, when the Ravens got eliminated, the worst elimination the Ravens faced back in 19, it was Derrick Henry was the one doing all the punishment. So to me, the Derrick Henry thing cannot be underrated. Mike Bellani is our guest. He's up in Buffalo. Rasig is also our guest. We're talking some Bills football here this week. I've talked about this week, and from a historical perspective, and Rasig, I'd like to get your thoughts. Is that Vic Carucci on earlier? Started thinking about whether it's disrespectful to Lamar to talk about he needed a running back, he needed a running back. When I think about, all right, Roger Staubach had Tony Dorsett, Terry Bradshaw had Franco Harris, Troy Aikman had Emmitt Smith. Now, I know Brady had a bunch of different guys, and Brady was just so, the game was different, everything was different. But when I think of accomplished quarterbacks, even if it's Kurt Warner with Marshall Faulk, or even if it's Peyton Manning with Edgerrin James, right? I think, like, that was a missing ingredient that they had with Mark Ingram that I have been saying to Luke forever. Dobbins ripped his knee up. It wasn't good enough. I mean, they were winning games with Latavius Murray in the regular season, but what they have now, what they get off the bus with in this game, is what's made them a 1-point favorite on the road on a 15-degree night when they began the week as a 1-point dog. It's that the question of stopping them both and the weirdness of running Lamar 10 times into the Steelers line and to
That was
begin
wild.
the game was weird. I don't think that's going to be the case. I hope they're not that dumb. But like for me, that's what you. What Parcells would say, that's why you lift all them weights. That's why you signed Derrick Henry. That's why you built the offense around this, is to give him the ball 28 times on Sunday night and run him, run him, run him until they can figure out how to stop it. And I think this game is specifically really weird and different. You mentioned playoff baseball, Bellani. I'll say this. Playoff baseball, with the way pitching's done, the way at bats are done, and these weird three-game series, it's not even like baseball. It's
Oh,
different.
without a doubt, yeah.
This game on Sunday is a four down game, and I don't mean like Ray Lewis four down. No,
Yep.
I mean like fourth and two, three, four, five from almost anywhere on the field. Nobody's going to want to punt. Nobody's going to want to kick a field goal, and nobody's going to want to give up the ball. And they're going to think like, I've got to play. Josh Allen's like, fourth and four from our own 45. I've got to play. Let's keep the ball. Let's keep the ball. Let's keep the momentum going. Let's quiet the crowd. Let's beat their ass 4.5 yards, because that's going to be the game to me, is going to be who's winning on third down and fourth down after winning or losing on first down. Because this is back to 19 and 18 when the Ravens were road grading teams. The running part of their offense is a first down offense that puts you in second and one, second and two, second and three, and then they're just going to beat your ass. Then they're just going to move chains on you, and Josh is going to be over there with the heaters waiting to get the football back. And that vice versa. If the Bills can chew up ground with Allen's legs, this, that, chicanery, dumb penalties that the Ravens have put
Oh, yeah.
themselves behind the chains. That
Sure.
that's the game to me. The game to me is third and fourth down, slobber knocker. Are you going to get to the chains? And that really is about defense. And I don't know that the Bills' defense physically is built to tackle Derrick Henry for
No,
four
no,
quarters.
no. That's right.
you, spot on. Spot on. And I'll tell you, the missing piece of all that, that scares the heck out of me until right up to the final seconds in New Orleans is the 13-second coach. Will he emerge again with
Ah.
a mistake? You cannot afford a dumb mistake at the end of the game, timeout, bad call from the coach. You can't afford turnovers, and you certainly can't afford hiccups on your special teams like they had the last two games.
Well, and the Ravens too, both teams have had issues with their kicking game.
Neither team wants to bring their kicker out to kick a
Exactly,
48-yard field goal in
exactly.
this game
And
from the
it,
31-yard
I
line.
think it's gonna
We're
come
on the
down.
31-yard line. It's fourth and six. I'm assuming like they're gonna go for it. And if they make it, great, they keep the ball. If not, it's literally a turnover. It's just here, take the ball, and we'll bring the defense on. Here comes Roquan, and let's go play. I mean, that's going to happen five times in this game. Somebody's going to make a fourth down stop, because, and you better make sure you win four out of those five. You better be converting, and you better be doing it. I don't want to say on the ground, because short passing game. I mean,
Without a doubt.
if Zay Flowers gets the ball in space, if the wrong player gets the ball in space, it becomes that 70-yard free for all, and it's a 7 point. And also turnovers, to your point. I mean, and I'll say this about Lamar, because, and I've said this a couple of times, and I'll let you guys react to this, both of you. Mike Bellani's here, Rasig's here as well. We're talking about the game. I was not down on Lamar. Lamar was there as a 32nd pick because he was didn't throw the ball as well as they wanted him to throw it, didn't read defenses as well as they wanted him to read defenses. They all believed in his athleticism, but I think my thought was he's going to run into the wrong linebacker and he's going to get broken in half. That was always my thought on him. It wasn't like he couldn't get better or I didn't trust him. I thought 7 years ago that this mesh point, playing hokey pokey with the football, you take it, no, I've got it, was going to turn into more turnovers than it has. And I've said this several times this week, that if Art Modell called me and said, how's the team look? And I'd say, Art, they got a quarterback that's thrown 41 touchdown passes. He's only had four interceptions, and he ran for 900 yards. He's a two-time defending MVP. And he'd say, well, tell me about the running back. What kind of running back do they have? And I'd say, Art, his only comparable is Jim Brown. Not OJ, not Earl Campbell, not Walt. Jim Brown is how he runs the football. I don't know, man. I mean, that's what the Bills have to stop. That's what the Chiefs have to stop. Or the Ravens can stop themselves by getting seven penalties and 78 yards and being in first and 25 or having two picks or putting the ball on the ground. But I'm telling you what, this is formidable. This is really formidable. This is as good as it gets from the Ravens' perspective to try to go win a championship with Lamar.
Just to say this, if the Ravens had Derrick Henry last year when they played Kansas City, they would not have run the ball seven times or whatever it was in that game. They would have committed to the run if they had Derrick Henry then. So, I'm agreeing. This is the part that the Bills have to solve and maybe is unsolvable. Unsolvable. I don't know.
Well, it's solvable if you strip Lamar once and you strip Derrick Henry once and you make 2 fourth down stops after giving up 60 yards and you get the ball back. I mean, there's your prescription, for how the Bills win to me. But slobber-knockering up, I am more convinced the Ravens, and I've seen it, can stop the Bills offensively, can, than I am convinced that the Bills could stop. So if I had to bet a dollar, I mean, I guess I'd bet the dollar on the Ravens. The thing I don't like, and Mike, you can speak to this because you've been watching games up in Buffalo all of your life. 15 degrees is 15 degrees, and Lamar doesn't like the cold. And
No.
Lamar wears the jackets and the heaters and all of that and blowing on it. I mean, Lamar would wear the jacket out onto the field and play in it, I think, if he could. Like it's very, very unpleasantly cold. You'll admit that, Mike, right? I mean, and you'll admit that teams can wilt under that in Buffalo. They really can. There's no preparing for
Well,
that.
here's the other factor of that is it's a 6:30 p.m. start, which means the tailgaters will be getting there 9, 10 a.m. So they'll be well oiled by the time they get into the stadium. And I'll tell you what, I, as Rasig pointed out with the Bisons, we did a lot. We had our motto was every game is an event. There used to be Bills games where under Mr. Wilson, great guy, they just won the game. There was no ambiance in there. The current administration has the game day presentation is outstanding. The song they now play at the end, Mr. Bridgewater, what is it, Rasig?
Mr. Brightside,
There
yes.
you go. Yeah.
Yes.
It's, I mean, they
That's
pick
why I
the.
want to come up. I'm coming, freeze
Oh,
my
you
ass
will.
off for four quarters.
Nestor, you are my guest a week from Sunday, AFC champion. No, and we're going to go on. I've got a full tour of tailgates, including we'll get you a. I'll get you as an honorary member of the Water Buffalo Club.
Oh,
You'll be in the Water Buffalo Club.
I've got my hat
There
too.
you
Put
go.
that on, Rasig. I want to
All right.
see you in that. This reminds me of a Flintstones episode
Oh.
where there was a special handshake, the ack-ack-a-dack
Right.
handshake
Yep.
here.
Yep. Done. Perfect.
I'm more like Barney Rubble, no, than Fred. Yes.
All right.
Mike
So here,
Bellani is our guest.
you gave me a segue.
Go ahead.
You said if you could bet a dollar, we could be arguing here, not arguing, we could be talking forever. They play the game 6:30, around 9, 10 o'clock that night. We'll see the results and we'll cherish whatever. But let's put a little meat on the bone. I will bet you, and I will have
By
sense
the
to.
way, in 33 years, I have never taken an on-air bet ever, just because it's not what I do. But go ahead.
Oh, this is
I'll
what
play
you need.
along and
I
I'll
don't care
get you the
what you
crab cakes. Go
need.
ahead.
Here's another thing, Nestor.
I'm going to get you the crab cakes whether the Bills win or lose.
Nestor,
It doesn't
it doesn't
matter.
matter. You are going to get them, that's for sure. But Nestor, here's another life lesson I'll teach you.
Okay.
I got rid of my rearview mirror a long time ago.
Okay.
So what happened in the past? That's the past. What happened in the future is the future. I live one day at a time today. So in the present, I'm going to send you, if Baltimore wins, a order of buffalo wings from the Anchor Bar. You'll have them that Monday or Tuesday, and you can have them on your show. We'll get back on. You can eat your wings, and then so what comes my way if when the Bills win?
Crab cakes. I mean,
Perfect.
pick
Done.
your sponsor.
Yes.
Try, listen,
Done deal.
when you come to
Coffee and
town,
give me a little thing of coffee.
well, listen, when you come to town, I'll take you from Dundalk over to Costas.
Done.
I'll take you down the street. You don't have to
Right.
leave. Rasig, we can just walk from Rasig's house. He's 3 blocks from Coco's. And then I'll
Well,
take you down to Fadley's. And then you can just decide which crab cake you like the best. You know what I mean?
Rasig.
I'll take you up to Cooper's up here, blow your mind with some seafood
Done.
gumbo.
You're the tour
I'll
guide.
take you over to Beaumont and get you the fried lobster tail. I mean, I'm
Rasig,
ready to.
I want to go back to that Italian restaurant now. I was looking in here. Sadly, my wife passed nearly 5 months ago.
My heart to you, Michael.
Thank you. And she was a wonderful lady, and she. I haven't been to a Bills game since last week. And she said, go, I'll see you in New Orleans. So in any event, and Debbie doesn't lie, and but we'll get to that later. I'm clearing out clutter. And Rasig knows that I had a camera attached to my hand. I've got retention boxes of photos. So I'm going through all these photos and of people. And I've sent some to Rasig in the past. And for the life of me, Rasig, I can't find them here, but I will. I've got them. A collection going out to you and some to Eric. The ones to you are from my last trip to Baltimore, where we sat in the conference room of the Orioles with
Right.
Rasig and Sid Thrift.
Rift, yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
Sid. So
Yeah, no, it's cool.
you were a pirate guy, pirate farmhand back in the day.
Yep. How about
Well,
this line? How
now
about
the
this line? He's the GM now of the Pirates. We're the Triple-A team. We're on a 9-game losing stand. And I would go in and tell the team, look it, just win the home games. I don't care what you do on the road. And especially the Friday nights. We'd have what you call a Friday night bash. So this one Friday night, we're getting killed. It's like 11-1. And I always walk the crowd and they're yelling at, get rid of the Pirate, this sucks, this is. And Thrift had Jim Bowden, who now is like Mr. Baseball on the MLB Network. So I am so pissed. I get my guy Kenny, he was our baseball guy, apps guy, and I said, here, come in here. And I call Sid's office in Pittsburgh, get his voicemail. And I said, Sid, you got to do this. This is absolutely embarrassing what's going
you
here.
got to get me some players, is what you're saying.
Oh, man, he called back like the next day or whenever. I got a pasting that Bob Rich had to remind me, Mike, we signed up for this. We have control over everything outside the white lines. Everything between the white lines is Pittsburgh. Now,
Listen,
you went
I went to
off.
one game in your stadium. I think you were running the place. It was 1989
Yep.
because I had fallen in love
Here.
with a girl in Buffalo on New Year's Eve at the Oiler game,
Oh, what a
right?
story that
She
was.
lived it. She was a Geneseo State student at the time.
Right,
We
right.
lived together for about a year and a half,
But
and
just okay, go ahead.
I was visiting her and took her to a Bisons game in the new ballpark, Pilot Field at the time. And I've seen a lot of baseball games, Mike. I mean, I've walked out of the no-hitter that Bud Smith threw at Jack Murphy Stadium because I had a flight. I literally walked out of a no-hitter, but I've only attended two or three single, double, triple, and home run games in my lifetime.
Yep.
Junior Noboa hit for the
Right?
cycle
Yep.
at the day I went to the game. Junior Noboa, who I'm taller
Nice.
than Junior Noboa, and I'm 5'9".
Right.
That Junior Noboa was a legend for the Bisons and hit for the cycle. So I attended a legendary Bisons game, the only time I ever saw a Bisons baseball game. So there I have it.
We're gonna not only bring you for a Bills game, we're gonna bring you back this spring and summer with Rasig. But here, I'm gonna send you Rasig, get me his address. I'm going to send you this book.
My seasons in Buffalo baseball. I
That's a
love
great
that.
book, yeah.
The Seasons of Buffalo Baseball, 1857 to 2020. And look at the inside front and
That's a
inside back cover.
remember cigar right
Look at
there, man.
that.
Yeah.
I see the bison. It looks like a moose. Hey, how many games get snowed out? Do you have to count for that in Buffalo in like April?
Yeah, they have to count for it. But I think in that many years, I don't think we've definitely had a snow out. In fact, I was we had a game camera, camera. We had a game one time with I think it was when we had Cleveland. Yeah, we had this preseason game, Cleveland and Toronto, and I got basted in the press because we had a press camera. We were trying to get a major league franchise. And I call it, come down an unprecedented announcement in the history of Buffalo baseball. They're thinking, hey, breakthrough. Hey, it's a spring training game in Buffalo in April at War Memorial Stadium with Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I think it was.
Nice.
The media didn't take it that great. We called the Battle of the Lakes, and then it snowed. And we had to play the next day. And I brought in, the field was so wet, I brought in helicopters.
Yes.
All right, man, listen,
Nothing.
the next time we meet, we're going to exchange Sid thrift stories because Sid loved me. You know, like
Has
when
he
he
passed?
came here, you know, and I do a pretty good Sid if I'm not laughing, but let me see if I can do this.
right.
Now, Michael, I ever tell you about the time I discovered Barry Bonds? I'm never going to get credit proper for it, but I saw Barry Bonds when he was a young ball player. I'd never seen nothing like. Now listen, I trained him up. I got Barry Bonds. So is that pretty good?
Oh, but then you got to go. We go deeper.
I'll go deeper. Hold on. Now listen,
No, not deeper than
next year
voice.
I got a Sidney Ponson. Sidney Ponson, Luis Matos. It's a 5-tool ball player, Bolani. He's going to come up. I'm giving you a quality ball player. I could keep him at double A, but and the weather, you know, the weather's no good in Buffalo. Let me bring, let me, let, listen, let me bring him over to you in June. Let me let him play down in the Sally for a couple of weeks.
All
Is that
right,
good? Was that good?
Mr. Thrift, can you tell me about the baseball academy you created with Ewing Kauffman in Kansas City?
Let me tell you, I discovered Frank White. And Frank White, Willie Wilson. You know, we listen, Junior Noboa, we had UL Washington. We had him play with a toothpick. He took Freddie Patek. You know, Freddie was a slot ball player. You know, after Freddie cried in the
Goodness.
dugout, we couldn't have I couldn't take him back to Kansas City like that. John Schuerholz never have nothing to do. Mike Bellani is here. Rasig is here. On my next, I'll give you my Peter Angelos and talk about being a very available individual. I love you, Bellani, but I don't love you Sunday at 6:30. Rasig, I'm gonna love you no matter what. I'm gonna love Terry no matter
Hey,
what.
whoever wins, beat Kansas City or Houston, but beat Kansas City.
Yes, get Kansas City can't go three in a row. Houston will take care.
And
But
Ness, you've got
this
to
has
be
been
rooting
great.
for the Texans. You got your
Oh,
Oilers jersey. There's a symmetry to that, man.
it's
Like that. I
there.
like
It's
that.
there. Hey, Rasig, when I come to Baltimore, though, we got to find that Italian place that we went to.
Without a doubt, and that's a great story too. So,
All
we'll
right.
do it another time.
Well, you're Italian, so that's fine. I hope it's Amici's if you know what's good for you, meatballs. You go with me, you go to Amici's. That's sort of like my Arnold. Mike Bellani is a Buffalo legend. He's got Bill in his name. Mike
I
Rusignano is
never
a.
heard that before. I
Well,
got
you are
to
is a.
think. Can you do a cartoon for me with quickly before we do our thing in New Orleans with the bill and the name with
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah,
bills?
yeah,
Let me
yeah.
tell you how crazy I am, and because I have Rusig here, I'm going to digress for a moment. My name is Nestor, right? It says so on the Zoom over here on this side on the Zoom, right? Weirdest name ever, other than Shylock. Nobody wants anything to do with it. My friends always called me Ness, you know, whatever. So I've like, as an adult, most people call me Ness. My wife calls me Ness, right? So like, Ness rhymes with Wes, less. It's easier to explain to people. Say my name is Ness, like less with an N, especially with Chinese or where you're getting a Starbucks. They put your name on it the right way. So I didn't realize that my name is a suffix, Ness, right? So like, thankfulness. Gratefulness, appreciativeness, all of that, nastiness, like all of that. But here's where I screwed up. And Rasig, I swear to you, I know I have your artwork on the back of my infield Preakness shirts. We had
Right.
infield parties, remember that?
Yeah.
How in the world did I not start calling it Preakness? How did
Yeah,
I
no,
not do that? You
wow.
missed the boat, man.
I mean, and here's the other thing. When I named the radio station in 1998, we got control of WKDB. Because of my ego, outsized personality, my narcissistic traits, Nasty Nestor, we called the station Nasty 1570 Sports because I was branding Nasty at the time. Get Nasty, the van, and all that. I should have been branding the Nest, NEST, because we have the Orioles and the Ravens and the Birds.
There
That
you
if I
go.
had done anything in my life differently in regard to branding, I would have called the radio station The Nest
The
instead of WNST.
Nestor, don't beat yourself up. What did I just tell you? You're not listening. Get rid of the rear view mirror. Bring it out today. Start it again.
Well, now I'm having
Like
you
that. I
start
like
that.
that.
Bellani, I'm starting the rumor right now, and let's get the Pinto guy in and everybody that the team was named after Bellani. I mean,
Oh, man.
Right? The Buffalo
question.
Bills. Bills are short.
Bingo.
It's
It
like,
was named after
know,
Mike. Yeah, it was named after Mike. Now my
because the
whole
Cleveland Browns were
Ralph
unavailable to be named
Wilson
after
came
Paul
here.
Brown. Right?
That's correct. That's
Right.
correct.
All
Now
right. Thank you.
let me just leave you with this.
All right.
The last time the Bills in football won a ultimate championship was in the 60s,
Right.
the American Football League. And you're right, you need a running back. Jack Kemp was the quarterback.
Well,
Nestor, who was the running back?
I do not know. I don't know
Number
the answer.
34.
Wasn't OJ
Looky,
yet?
looky, here comes Kirk.
OJ came in 73. OJ
Right,
came because
but
they
you're right
stunk.
on 34. When OJ first came here, his number was 34.
I did not know that.
Then they changed it to 32. I got a picture of that. But yeah, it was. But Rasig, who was 34?
Looky, looky,
Three
here
the
comes
rock.
Cookie. Look, looky, looky, here comes Cookie Gilchrist.
Cookie Gilchrist, thank you for that. See, I kept thinking about the Baltimore Colts and Tom Maddie at number 41 running you over back in those days at the Rock.
All right, when you also come here, like I'm going to take you on a tour of the tailgate parties, we're going to take you over and we're seeing you can look up this name. John, Google this, Nestor, later. John Boutte, Boutte. He has a museum of Buffalo stuff in his basement. He should have that belt. It is unbelievable what he has there.
All right, well, I'm looking for the
John
71
Boutte.
Buffalo Bills belt, just so you
You
know.
may
All
have
right.
that. Boutte.
All right. Well,
And
you
you'll
better
send me a link so I can put this on my whole social
I'll
network.
get him Monday, but in the meantime, the only Boutte you better be worried about is number 22 running you over on Sunday night at 6:30. Bills and the Ravens, Luke's in Owings Mills, Rasig was my guest, Mike Bellani, Buffalo legend. We're getting the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We're doing a cup of soup or bowl for local food pantries. That begins on Monday,
Yes, that's
February
a
3rd.
great move. Great move. I'll donate to that food bank. I worked at the Food
Well,
Bank of Western New York.
just get those
St.
Anchor
Luke's,
Bar
Mission
wings in
Mercy.
my belly on Monday
Rasig, give me
morning.
his email. I'm going to send him the gift to the Debs Food Fund at St. Luke's.
Listen, blue cheese, never ranch. I'm
Oh,
Nestor. We
now
are
you're my man. You're
WNST,
my
AM
man.
1570
Love being with
Towson,
you guys.
Baltimore.
Let's go Buffalo. Let's go Ravens. I love them both.
Here's the key. The legend of the game Sunday, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He'll make me smarter and colder.